Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home. Take care of yourself.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for a recap show. I wasn't here last week. I just didn't have time. I had baby duty, but the crew held it down for me. They kicked off the premiere episode. Two of the girls, Brancy and Kristen, joined Jesus, who I have on the phone with me. Jesus, what's up, Jesus?
Not much.
And you and I are going to do the recap show because the two ladies sold out on us.
Yep, apparently they weren't feeling it.
What? Wait, you know what? You know what? I just think we should just drop the girls. I think that you and I just take it back old school, and then you and I just do it. You know?
That sounds good to me.
You know, because we asked the ladies to put something on Good Shows, the app, so they can the review. They're like, I don't have time to do it. And then the other one's like, I don't even remember how good it was. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I don't understand them.
You know what? I mean, if they're going to commit to something, you know, that's why they're both single. You know, that's why they're both single, Jesus. So let's jump into.
Yes.
You're not going to touch that one, are you?
No, no.
All right. So Fear of the Walking Dead is back. This is going to be the second episode, and you and I are forefronting it. It comes on Sunday on AMC, and you and I are going to be recapping it on Monday. Hopefully the girls can join us. This episode was called We All Fall Down. Now, Jesus, I must ask you, the ladies, you said it, they did not like it. Brancy says if she would have been on the show, she wouldn't even remembered half of it. Do you agree with the girls?
I don't. I really don't know what they're talking about. This was a great episode.
You know what? This episode, to me, felt more like a premiere episode.
Yeah, I agree with that totally. That's the top of my notes right there.
You know? I mean, this episode was really, really good. And you know what? One thing that I found very creative about it was that, you know, we've talked about it before in the past on, you know, this season is going to be on a boat. And you have to be, in my opinion, really creative because you're not walking around Alexandria and Atlanta and freaking wherever and The Walking Dead. So to be able to have them stop and have this complex story, holy crap, cult, take pills because we want to die here together as a family, I thought it was creative and thought it was great, you know?
Yeah, not only was it creative, but You get to see how everybody's changing already, and it's only been like a week into the apocalypse.
Yep. I mean, let me ask you a question. Do you think George had the right idea? I mean, you know, I mean, because let me get this straight here. It seemed like I don't think George was going to kill. I don't think that he was like, hey, by next week, we're all going to be dead. I think that the way I took it was George is like, I got these pills. When and if the time comes, you know, bad people come, we'll pop these pills. But I think he was trying to survive with his family as long as possible, right?
Yeah, I think the pills were just an exit strategy. It wasn't necessarily like, oh, yeah, you know, next week, Tuesday, does that seem good for everybody?
Yeah, I know, right? I got it on the calendar. We're all popping pills next week.
Yeah, it didn't seem like that because if that was the case, he would have definitely had it more, you know, planned out than just my pills are in this globe.
You know, and I think that's why he kind of hinted to Travis, like, I'm kind of glad that you guys were friendly because I think they were ready to pop some pills if they had to, you know?
Yeah, I also think we finally get to see what's so useful about Nick.
Okay, let's talk about Nick. When he's going into the house and he's looking and searching, and then he meets up with Travis and Maddie and is like, hey, I think George is going to kill his family out because I found pills and I know pills. Was I the only one that sat there and said, whoa, I would have been like, what are you doing in their house and why are you trying to find medication again?
True, but I think they had a bigger problem.
I know, but still, I mean, dude, they didn't even bat an eye though, you know?
They didn't, but it was mostly because he's beginning to look a lot healthier.
He is, but he went into the house to look for pills.
Yeah, and even though he found a ton of stuff in their house, he didn't take any. It was alarming that he was looking for them.
Okay, so Just by the way that you're talking, it seems like you're like, hey, Mike, give Nick a break. He wasn't doing any, he didn't do anything bad. You're sounding like Maddie, like the mom.
I think he helped him out more than he should have, seriously.
I mean, you know what? You can sit there and say that, and I would be like, you are right. It was a gamble. That's the way I look at it. A roll of the dice. Because if he would have found Oxycontin or some type of drug, he probably would have taken it. You know?
That's very true.
Which shows you that Nick is not totally, you know, I don't think he's totally well. The first opportunity he gets, he goes into someone's house.
I think for the first time, we actually saw a little bit of innocence in Nick. Because he gets that video game and he's trying to be nice with the little kid.
Right.
And you kind of see him kind of finally settling down.
You think?
I think you finally see him settling down. You kind of see him more human now. Instead of just a drug addict.
You know what? I would agree with that of more like he's almost becoming more, more human, more willing to be a part of society in a sense.
Yeah.
Before it was just, you know, popping pills, shooting up in some abandoned church, you know, solo with somebody, whatever. But now he's trying to do a little sum-sum. I guess. I don't know. When I was watching it, I was just like, why didn't Maddie even just like punch him in the arm or somebody? No one even paid attention to him going in the house.
That's true, but come on. He even admitted that he has no idea what he's doing when it came to the family.
I know, whatever. I know you're going to take Nick's side. That's fine. I'm glad that Nick finally took a shower. That's a plus.
That is a plus, and I think the girls would have liked that.
And put on the same outfit. You would think that Strand would have something in the closet, you know, that he could put a t-shirt, pants.
I don't know about Strand anymore. Strand is kind of worrying me.
Okay, now, at the end of this, he's kind of talking to somebody. I don't know. My gut's telling me that it's a woman. I think he's trying to meet a girl. Do you think, do you feel that way, or do you think there's a bigger thing?
I think it's bigger than that. I mean, we see the gun that Daniel finds the maps and all that stuff. So he's getting ready for something.
You don't think that's just for protection?
I don't think he had that much prior knowledge of what was happening to be that prepared.
You just don't think that he just, everybody just has a submachine gun and a $10 million yacht?
I don't know about you, but I sure don't.
I would. If I had a $10 million yacht, I'd have a couple of guns stashed all over the freaking boat. That's what I would do.
But I do kind of think Daniel got him in a corner when he caught him saying, you know.
Oh, my boat or the boat?
About it not being his boat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So do you think it's Strand's boat?
No, I think he stole it.
You think he stole it?
Yeah, I think he was probably one of the people who, you know, was around whoever the owner was.
You see, that's what I mean, that's what I'm thinking possibly. If I have to go that route, I would think that he knew the person that owned the boat originally. That's what I think. But I don't know. I still got faith in Strand. I still got faith. You know, that's why I'm like, there's got to be, maybe it's a woman. Maybe, you know, the boat's named after somebody. Maybe he's picking somebody up, and that's where he has to go because she's married and had an affair with him, and he loves her. I don't know. I want to believe that
that's
Strand is on.
That's a possible story.
I want to believe Strand's on our side. That's what I want to
do. I do, too. And I like her.
Let's talk about Ophelia. Dude, what do you think? When I was watching her, and then she trips out on Daniel, and she tells Daniel that she's appreciative of the new crazy world because now she can understand how cold he is. I personally was a little offended by her comment. I wanted to punch her in her face for talking to Daniel like that. I'm a big fan of Daniel since day one.
Yeah, she has a little bit of a point, but not necessarily.
Come on. Are you serious?
She does. I mean, now she could kind of understand where he comes from.
But she was definitely poking his face in his stuff. It wasn't like, oh, because of the world, and now I understand you. I love you, Dad. I apologize. She was being a little snatch face. That's how I took it.
She was.
Oh my God. Are you really taking her side too?
I kind of want to take her side just because she's dealing with everything the way she can. You know, she's been this like very closed off person, very sheltered throughout her whole life.
She's just like Chris.
She's the opposite of Chris, I think.
I think they're both the same. I think they're both, you know, both live the sheltered, spoiled life, protection by the parents, and now that they're out, they just think they know everything. That's the way I look at it. There's a reason why Daniel and what he did back in the day, and, you know, there were certain things he had to do to protect his family and her, and she doesn't appreciate it. Or even at least say, you know what, those were crazy times, and Dad, I know that you did what you had to do to protect me and Mom. That's how I look at it. I don't think she appreciates what he had to do.
I think she'll quickly learn to appreciate it.
Oh yes, I think so too. I totally agree. I think all that bad stuff that he did is going to come in handy. She's going to be like, "My dad is pretty badass." Because I can at least, you know, I wouldn't mind Daniel being my dad. I'd be like, "I appreciate you, Daniel." Unlike your own flesh and blood, snatch face. Ugh. Oh, yeah, I wonder.
Okay, and since you mentioned Chris, what do you think about the whole him starting to kill all these zombies at the gate thing?
I don't know what. I don't like Chris. I think he's a little bitch. And I didn't get to join y'all guys last week, but you know, I think all his stuff that he did punching Travis last week was a bitch move. I don't know. I think he's trying to like show his dad like I got balls and I can do it. But I wasn't impressed, you know. It kind of bugs me that, you know, Travis is trying to do the right thing for Chris, and Chris is getting fatherly macho advice from other people besides his dad. And
I agree with.
And with all the shit that's going on, you would think you'd have a tighter family. That's why, once again, they're spoiled. They don't realize that there's something bigger. I don't know. What do you think?
Chris reminded. Of this, he reminded me of Andrea when they were in the prison.
Ah, okay.
You know, he needs to learn that, yeah, he doesn't know everything, and that he needs to trust people, and the people he's trusting are
Whoa! So you really think that all this stuff that he's doing is just because he knows that, oh, I need to learn how to kill for survival. You really think that he's doing that?
Well, I don't think it's just that. I think he's trying to get back at Travis.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I think, yeah.
But he's doing it in all the wrong ways, just like Andrea did with the governor.
True that. Oh, Andrea could have killed him a long time ago.
Yep.
And then Herschel would have been still alive. But yeah, I'm not a big fan of Chris. Not at all. And especially not he's just annoying. And I don't understand. And he needs to wake the fuck up also. You know,
he does, and I'm pretty sure he's gonna get a slap in the face anytime soon.
He needs to. Let's see what else. I'm trying to think here. I love the last 10 minutes of this episode, and of course, that's when you know the whole pills, and then of course, you know, Willa, the little daughter, actually takes the pill by accident. Was it me? Okay, it seemed like to me, and I don't know if it was the editing of the episode or she just naturally moves fast, but. When she took the pill and died, and then Willa bites Mom, it seemed like Willa really jumped on her super fast. Like she was on top of her quick.
Yeah.
So do you think that? Because you know, I would have figured. Because we've seen the Walking Dead episodes where someone turns and you could still fight them off, but it looked like Mom had either couldn't fight off or Mom just didn't know how to handle the situation. But it seemed like Willa, zombie Willa, really pounced on her fast.
I think the mom just couldn't take it anymore, and she just let herself.
You think that's what it was?
Yeah, I mean, she already said that she had MS, and she didn't have much time anyways.
So you think she just said, screw it, take me?
Yeah, I think it was just a pity to be with her daughter.
I don't know, man, because it seemed like to me that she just, I was like, wait a second, these are different kind of zombies in the beginning. I don't know. What'd you think about that whole Seth thing coming back? To the boat to take Harry.
That was messed up.
Yeah. But I mean, I
blame that on Chris.
Whoa, wait. How do you blame Chris?
Because Chris was being all buddy-buddy with him at the beach, trying to kill zombies.
Right.
He kind of, you know, made it too easy for him.
What do you mean?
I think he wouldn't have gone to the boat if Chris wouldn't have been all like impressed by him and getting all, is.
Really? I think it was just a brother coming to get his little brother. And didn't try. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at Seth's reaction when he first sees them in the house, the beginning, he doesn't trust them.
He doesn't.
And I don't think anybody's been telling him. I don't think dad or mom had kept them in the secret. They didn't tell him anything like, hey, this is what's going on. So he was still in protective mode. That's why I took it. I just took it as a brother coming and getting his little brother, you know.
He was, but I think, you know, the whole scene with Chris kind of gave him a little bit more of these people aren't half bad, and, you know, a little bit more courage to go out there. I think if he would have been a little bit more afraid of him, he wouldn't have gone out there.
I don't know. I think you and I are going to have to disagree on that. I don't even see that. I just think, but I did love that Seth blamed stupid ass Maddie.
Very true.
And I know you love her. I know she's your favorite character over the Fear of the Walking Dead, which I have no idea why.
But she's stronger than what I think most people see.
Yeah, she's no. I wouldn't call that strength. She's just a pain in the ass. You know, strong characters. You know, Carol strong, Rick strong, Michonne strong. Mm-hmm. You're telling me that Maddie's the same type of strength as those characters?
In a way.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh! We got to stop now because you're about to really make me mad. So yeah, let's move on. Move on. I can't believe you think that you would actually put them. Really?
Yeah, I definitely do think that.
You know, you're just saying
Madison
that. You're just
the
saying
Rick
that. Oh, whatever. Daniel is the Rick of the group. What are you talking about?
No, I think Daniel is more of a. Of a Daryl than a Rick.
Oh my God! No! I can't believe you're even saying that. You're just saying that. You know what? And internet. This is why he's like, "Oh man, he's the greatest." Because Jesus had a chance to go to the Fear of the Walking Dead press junket before the season premiere, so he got to go hang out and schmooze with all the cast. And I saw your pictures, and I saw how you were like all bashful, like all the other. You got to take a picture with Alicia and Nick. I don't know their real names because I'm a fan of the show, so I don't know their real names. But I saw you, and you're just kind of like, what's up? And then the picture you took with Maddie and who was the other person?
Coleman.
You were just like a little schoolboy. You're like all giggly.
I mean, it wasn't the first time I got to be in a room with them.
It's just whatever. You're all like, giggly, 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 I want to have your babies. Did you tell her you wanted to have your babies?
No.
Okay, I figured you would.
I'm not that much of a fanboy.
Oh, whatever. You are. You can see it in the picture, people. If you want to check them out, check out the dysfunctional.com. Did you put the pictures on your blog?
I put them on my Instagram.
Instagram. Check out dysfunctional on Instagram. Be the judge. Be the judge, people, and see him and go, oh, yeah, Mike is right once again. Next week looks pretty cool. Next week it seems that the airplane episode, which my wife calls the worthless most episode ever shown between commercials ever. I never watched the whole thing. Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I never watched it. I think I got to the episode where the person changed, and then there was like a fight, and then I was like, I didn't even watch it. It was just
it's better if you get all the episodes and just play them back to back.
I think that's what I need to do. And I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere, right, where I don't have to.
Yeah.
Good. I need to do that. But it seems like the plane is finally getting introduced to the season. It looks like the Asian girl is the one that's alive, right? Because they said they were going to take one person, right, from the airplane crash. So she looks like she's the one that survived. It looks like we're going to see some plane zombies inside the plane, which can be badass. I think next week's going to be really action packed.
Yeah, and I think this episode the girls didn't like because they would probably compare it to the Morgan episode.
Exactly. I would totally 100% agree with you. And plus, you know, the girls that we host with, they're just very, how would I put it, Jesus, very small-minded. They just don't know how to grasp, you know, riding technique. And they're just very, you know, they're girls, you know, and it's not their fault. You know, it's just, you know, God made them that way with the chromosomes and everything else. It is what it is. Now, quick question, though. You notice how Maddie kept on looking at the Ferris wheel and the little mm-hmm. carnival. What do you think that's going to be? Are you seeing some kind of Zombieland scene happening there?
That would be totally cool.
It seems like it's setting it up for something, right? She looked over there. Yeah. Could be a lot of zombies. I don't know. I that would be totally awesome to see that.
Yeah, if they're still in LA, they're in the Santa Monica area, so that's a really cool place to go.
Shut up. I don't want to even hear that. Do not start bragging about stuff, because people, if you've been listening to our recap show since season one, you would know that Jesus, when we first started talking about the show, Jesus was like, oh, yeah, I walk by the school. Oh, yeah, right there, I get a little raspa from them. Oh, yeah, I got a little hot dog stand over there. And you've never shown us pictures from anything. I'm still waiting, and I'm going to bring it up every time.
Okay, we'll get them to you as soon as I can.
Fire. But the fans are waiting. We're waiting. Don't let the fans down. We have like five fans. I want to keep them. I want to keep them. I think that's it for me. Did you have anything that kind of stood out?
Alicia's little drawing. What was that?
That's her little tattoo that her boyfriend gave her on her forearm.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I was thinking like, I've seen that somewhere, but I can't pinpoint where.
She's doing that whole Daredevil crap, going around everywhere, tagging. She is from LA, and I know y'all like the tag over there, Jesus. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why she put her symbol there. I mean, I guess maybe that's her new signature. Kind of. Is she kind of doing the Enid thing?
Most likely.
You know, like I was here, and here's the little symbol instead of putting my name. I don't know. Maybe that's what she views herself now, is the symbol instead of. I don't know. I'm coming. You know what? Oh, you know what? And you guys, I know that I wasn't there for y'all for the premiere episode, but real quick, because Strand does bring it up. You know what was your idea of that boat getting sunk? Do you think it's a military boat? Because they bring up the whole thing about a gun having to be mounted. Do you think it's something mounted, or do you think it's men with guns?
I'm not sure, because they were headed towards San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking maybe the naval
that's right. There
base
is,
in San Diego.
There is a base there. I was stationed there, believe it or not, back in my Navy days.
So I'm not 100% sure if it would be men on a boat or if it would be a military boat.
Okay. Do you think we're going to see this boat within the season, or do you think it's something that we'll see as a season finale?
I definitely think we'll see it within the season.
Okay. I don't know. I you know what? I'm... It's season finale. It's either going to be that boat, or I think it's going to be that freaking carnival. I don't know why. My gut.
It should be the carnival, I think.
Carnival would be dope, seeing all those zombies.
Yeah.
And then, like, the rides killing them, like in Zombieland. That would be badass.
It would.
Anything else?
I think that's it for me.
Sweet. Now, scale of 1 to 10. Let's not take a scale of 1 to 10. Since Good Shows, and you and I are going to be doing our review on Good Shows as well. People, if you have an iPhone, make sure you check out Good Shows. It's like TV Tag and Get Glue. If you're a fan of TV and movies, me and Jesus are on there, plus the other hosts, but we're not going to talk about them because they're not here with us. But if you're a fan, get on there. It is coming soon to Android, so we do post our little reviews there. It's got a really cool community, so make sure you check that out as well. So since they use a scale 1 to 5, that's what I wanted to ask you. Scale 1 to 5.
I'm giving it a 5.
I'm giving it a 5, too. This was a really, really good episode. I enjoyed this episode more than the premiere episode.
Yeah, it definitely felt more like a premiere. I would have been happy if they would have included some of this in the premiere.
Right. Well, that would have been cool. Yeah, that would have been cool. But you know what? They didn't. And because, I was a little worried because the girls, we know, fans of the Fear of the Walking Dead, we Jesus texted everybody and was like, what are we doing? And Kristen's like, oh, I'm trying to get my education on. I'm not going to be on. And then Brancy didn't even reply to you. And then finally she did and was like, yeah, it was so boring. I don't even remember half of it, which I don't know where that came from.
I don't know either. I mean, so much happened. We see so many changes in all these characters.
Yes, this was a good one, ladies. And of course they liked the premiere episode.
Yep.
It shows you that small-minded. They're just not they're not as intelligent as you and I are, Jesus. And once again, I don't blame them. I don't blame them.
Yeah,
I know, Jesus. I know you don't like causing. You know, you're not a very. You're kind of like. Which character are you like on the Fear of the Walking Dead? You're more like Ophelia. You know, very. You don't like. That's what you are. You're like. You know, non-confrontational.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm more like I'm more like Daniel of the group of us.
Yeah, definitely, I could see that.
All right. So you both of us give it a five. I give it a five. We'll be back next week, and we're going to talk more of Fear of the Walking Dead. If you're a fan of this show and you're just starting and you're just catching just a snippet of this, we did recap season one, so it's you can find it on our stuff. And then, of course, the crew recapped the premiere episode, and then we're gonna keep on doing it. If you're a fan of The Walking Dead, we recap The Walking Dead is there as well. So make sure you check out our stuff as well, which I'm going to get to that right now. Some of y'all out there are probably like, how can we find your stuff? Hey, Seuss, kick it off first.
Twitter and Instagram at Dysfunctional, Facebook Dysfunctional LA, and my blog Dysfunctional.com.
There you go. For me, you could check out iwatchmike.com. That is my blog. My stuff is there. You can also check out Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram, iwatchmike on Facebook, and of course, audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. A lot of the shows there, podcasts, you can subscribe, and then bam, you can hear them all the time. You know, we got different TV shows on there like Arrow and The Vampire Diaries and The Walking Dead, like I mentioned, and all that good stuff. So check it out. And when you get a chance. So I think that's it. We'll be back next week. Maybe we'll have the girls. Maybe not.
We'll have to find out.
I have a feeling that our listens are going to be through the roof because it's just you and I. If that's the case, we might have to eject the girls out.
Sounds like a plan.
That's what I like. All right. Hey, Seuss, have a good one. Fear of the Walking Dead fans, have a good one. We'll be back next week. Say goodbye, hey, Seuss.
Bye.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.